There is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. That's a quote from Ernest Hemingway. How are you treating people? Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to the Limitless Podcast. So glad that you are here. With me, my name is Alex. I put this together because I believe you are limitless, and I believe some of the biggest limits we face are the ones in our own minds, the ones we create, our doubts, our fears, our ego, our blind spots, our limitations that we project out there. I want to help you break through those self-imposed limits today. So open with that quote from Ernest Hemingway. I was doing some research for some content, and that just hit me upside the head that there's nothing noble about being better than someone else or trying to be better. And I'm not talking about competition. I'm just talking life in general. The real nobility is to be greater than your former self, constantly striving for growth, recognizing you're great just how you are, but you're full of more greatness. There's always a better you inside you. It doesn't mean you're not complete right now. You are. We should always be striving for growth mentally, physically, getting better. I had a moment last week that made me look in the mirror and question, am I getting better? How could I be better in this situation? I was going to the airport. I had a quick business trip one day, driving to the airport, left with plenty of time. I have TSA pre-check, so security shouldn't be an issue. I don't need to eat at the airport. I don't mind getting through security and just having a couple minutes to wait before I board the plane. I don't need hours. I don't want hours. I don't like to get there too early. However, there was an accident on the major freeway that would take me to the airport, which delayed me by quite a bit. And then at the San Diego airport, they are expanding and remodeling Terminal 1. Actually, they're building a new Terminal 1, which is great because Terminal 1 is a disaster. It's just a clown car. It's terrible. And Terminal 2 in San Diego Airport is fantastic. It's awesome. Night and day, these two terminals. I was flying out of Terminal 1. They're completely redoing, building a brand new terminal. They're going to demolish the old one, thankfully. But in order to expand or build this new terminal, they took out the parking at Terminal 1. So if you want to park, you have to park off the airport property, or you have to park at Terminal 2, which is only about a 10, 12, maybe 15 minute walk to Terminal 1, which is fine. It's what I did. I got a reservation at Terminal 2 to park because the parking is always full now. It's a little bit crazy. So I was running a little bit behind. I had to park at Terminal 2, still had to walk. And as I pulled up, Terminal 2 parking was full. You could only get in with a reservation. I had a reservation. However, I was in my car and the gal asked to see my reservation. I was having a hard time finding it in my email because I had taken a screenshot of the QR code to get into the parking facility, which is usually all I need. And it had gotten me into the parking facility, but she needed to see the actual reservation, the actual dates and times to make sure she could open the next gate for me to go into the parking area. Couldn't find the email. I'm scrolling. I'm running a little bit behind and I was agitated. I was in a hurry and I lost my cool a little bit. I didn't yell. I just shook my head. I said, this is ridiculous. And as I had to turn around because I couldn't find the reservation, I was not happy. I was kind of a butthead to her. She was just there to do her job. When I found the email, I got back in the line and I showed it to her. And I told her, ma'am, I am sorry. There is no reason for me to get upset with you doing your job. I apologize. And she said, no problem. Have a good day. Have you ever been a butthead to somebody? I think we all have at times. Maybe it's someone we care about or love. Maybe we say something we regret. Maybe we get under somebody's skin. Maybe somebody hurts our feelings or gets in our way or slows us down. Maybe it's in traffic. Maybe it's at work. There is no reason ever to take out your frustration on people, especially people that didn't create the challenge. This poor gal is probably making minimum wage, just doing her job early in the morning. And here I am giving her a hard time. There's no reason for it. And as I walked to Terminal 1, I was ashamed of how I behaved. Again, I didn't yell, I didn't use profanity, but I was a butthead. I didn't need to do that. And I told her I was sorry. There's no excuse to be a turd. Do you know your tendencies? Do you know when you get agitated? Do you know your biases, your judgments? These are all limitations, our ego, our fear, our doubts, our tendencies that other people see and work around. Have you ever had a boss that you knew when they were in a bad mood, you didn't ask them for something or you just kind of avoided them for the day? Did you ever have a boss that you really liked it when they were out of town or on vacation? The office was a less stressful place. Yet that boss didn't know it. These are our tendencies. Whether you're a boss, a leader, all of us have them. Our biases, our judgments. Now you may be thinking, not me. It's all of us. And this little instance with this gal made me question, back to that Hemingway quote, I'm no better than her. The goal is just to be better than my former self, and I don't have a time machine. I cannot go back to that moment and fix it. But I can use this moving forward and make sure that if I'm in that spot again, I don't behave that way. So I'm not proud of it. When are you at your worst? Do you know? I've learned my timing over the years. I've learned that there's certain times a day I am better than others at doing certain things. For example, meetings, morning time for me. If I do it in the afternoon, I'm going to get cranky. Now, I have to recognize this and try to plan around that, because if I do have to be in a meeting in the afternoon, I still want to be at my best, being aware of my tendencies, my habits, when I'm at my best and when I'm not, what I need to do. Same things happens when I'm backpacking. In the mornings, I have lots of energy and I want to hike uphill. I want to hike a lot of miles. In the afternoon, I want to lollygag. I want to go slower. I want to take breaks. Do you know your timing? Do you know when you're at your best and at your worst and try to plan around that? And if you know you have to do something when you are maybe not at your best, how to work around it? I've greatly reduced stress and conflict in my life by knowing when I'm at my worst. Humility is a thorn that will sting you. To be humble or be humbled or not, and not see where you need humility. Humility can propel us forward, or it can hold us back. The lack of humility can greatly limit us. And as I look at this instance with this gal, man, a lack of humility on my part, for sure. And beyond humility is our fellow humans, spreading kindness. Each of us, no matter how much we make, no matter who we are, no matter our race, our religion, our political party, all that aside, we have the ability to be kind to those around us, to spread kindness, to be a positive ripple effect or a negative. We get to choose every day. You have tremendous power. And as I walked to Terminal 1 from Terminal 2 parking, thinking about this instant, I remembered that as I was stopped in traffic on the freeway that morning, I got behind a truck. And the truck was an industrial truck. I don't even know what it was for. But the back, this company had chose to put a message on the back of their trucks. And the message said, spread kindness like confetti. When you think about confetti, if you were going to throw confetti on somebody celebrating, you'd be very liberal with it. You'd throw it everywhere. We all have the ability to throw kindness wherever we are. The ability to lift people, encourage people. That positive ripple effect that we can create no matter who we are. It is one person at a time. one person at a time. When I go back almost 20 years to an event where I was a speaker and I was put in a very large room to do a breakout session or a workshop because they didn't expect very many people. And that may be counterintuitive. Why would they put me in a big ballroom if they weren't expecting very many people? Because in the workshops, they're expecting 200 to 300 people in each workshop. So if you're conducting a workshop, you want a room that holds about that capacity. So it's full. So it doesn't have big empty spaces. It doesn't have an echo. It's not intimidating. It's not weird. It's not awkward. And I was the low person on the totem pole in this group at this event. So they put me in the big ballroom, one of the bigger ballrooms that held 1,000 people. And they were only expecting about 50 people in my workshop. And as I was backstage, the cool thing about this ballroom was it had an actual stage with curtains. And as I was backstage, pretending to be a big shot, I heard this buzz out in the crowd. It sounded like a lot more than 50 people. And as I peeked through the curtain, without anybody being able to see me, the room was at capacity. In fact, it was standing room only. Over 1,000 people in this workshop. I thought it had to be a mistake. And out of nowhere, one of my mentors showed up backstage and said, "Hey, you ready?" And I was starting to hyperventilate because there was 1,000 people out there. He said, whoa, what's going on here? I said, "Dude, there's 1,000 people out there. I wasn't prepared for this. I thought there'd be 50, maybe 100. I'm not prepared for 1,000 people. He said, "It's the same material. Whoa, like, what are you worried about here? It's the exact same material." And then he said something that will stick with me the rest of my life. Every single time I put together a podcast, any content, speaking, he said, "Can you impact one person out there? Just one." And it was like a warm blanket. I said, "Well, of course I can impact one." He says, "That's all you need. It's one person at a time. Everything we do is one person at a time." My point in telling you this is you have the ability to be that one person for somebody else. Every single interaction you have throughout the day, your boss, your coworkers, your friends, your family, the person at the grocery store, you have the ability to encourage, to lift, to give compliments and kind words. And the Bible says, it's Proverbs 16. There's a verse. I love it. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the body and mind and soul. You have the ability to throw kindness like confetti. Kind words like honey, sweetening somebody's life. My transgression that morning is your alert and reminder that you have the ability to amp up your personal awareness, your gratitude, your humility, and your kindness. Later that day, I was traveling back home. It was a one-day trip, not even an overnight. I was back in the airport, a different airport, coming home. I stopped in to a restaurant in the airport to have a quick bite to eat. And there was a young man cleaning tables there. He was working his tail off. And as I sat down, he said, "Sir, do you mind if I clean the table? It's a little dirty before you sit down with your food." I said, "Absolutely not. Go ahead. Great." And I watched him work. These days, you can go different places and see people with jobs. Here we are with this gal at the parking lot. Here's this young man cleaning tables. Not a dignified job. However, both of them were working hard. You can go a lot of places and see people in these jobs who are slacking off, who are complaining, who are victims, who are not trying to be that Ernest Hemingway quote, being better than their former self. Each of us has an obligation. I believe that's why you're listening to this, to be better than your former self. I watched this young man work, and as I headed to my gate, I stopped him. I said, "Hey, I've been watching you, man. You are working your butt off, and I appreciate it." And I handed him a $20 bill, and he looked at me with the strangest look of gratitude and surprise. I said, "Hang in there, man. Keep your head up and keep working hard." And I walked away. I'll probably never see him again. I hope that kindness, that confetti, will have a ripple effect. But regardless, it's one person at a time. And again, I hope my transgression of the morning will help you amp up your kindness, your awareness, your humility, your gratitude, your ability to impact others. All right, let's get into application, three-piece application. Number one, just for today, how about no complaints? Catch yourself complaining. Catch yourself with your biases and judgment. Increase that personal awareness. Just like Hemingway says, just a little bit better each day. Number two, what if you go around today and compliment everyone? Find something good. Catch people doing something right and point it out to them, whether it's one person or 20 people. What if you made it a goal today, tomorrow, one day, to compliment every single person you come across, spreading that kindness, that ripple effect, for no other reason than to just be a great person. And number three, that transgression I had in the morning, I regret it. Nothing I can do about it now except be a better version of myself. Where do you need to atone? Where do you need more awareness? Where are you saying, I'm fine, I'm kind? Where can you question and challenge your own views on yourself? Not to beat yourself up, but to be that noble, better version of yourself every single day, breaking through limits. You can do it, my friend. You can spread kindness like confetti, one person at a time, a positive ripple effect, because you are limitless.